Now with sport, Barry Guy.
Rafael Nadal has denied claims he received special treatment from officials and benefited from favouritism during his five-set victory over Denis Shapovalov in the Australian Open quarterfinal. During the match, Shapovalov criticised the chair umpire for not handing Nadal a court violation for taking too long between points and said after the loss that the Spaniard was given more leniency than other players. Nadal, who remains on course for a record 21st Grand Slam title, says he never felt he had an advantage on court.
You don't deserve a better treatment than the others, and I really don't want it. And I don't feel I have it. It's always in the mind that the top players get a bigger advantages, no? And honestly, on court, is not true.
Nadal will next play Matteo Berrettini, the first Italian to reach the semifinals in Melbourne. World women's number one, Ash Barty, beat Jessica Pegula in the quarterfinal, and she will play another American, Madison Keys, for a place in the final. Another Australian, Nick Kyrgios, says he had no intelligence on New Zealand's Michael Venus and Germany's Tim Poots, but knew they were in for a tough battle in their doubles quarterfinal. Kyrgios and Thanasi Kokkinakis again rode a wave of emotion from the crowd as they beat the six seeds in three sets.
We knew it was going to be some up and downs. That's a bloody good doubles pair that we played today. You know, they obviously had a great year last year, and you could tell that they were tough. They didn't really drop their level at all. We played a good return game in the third, but we just concentrate on what we need to do. We know what we do well, and it's world class, so that's what we'll do again.
It was a tough night for Venus, as he and compatriot Aaron Rutliff were also beaten in the quarterfinals of the mixed doubles. Queenstown skier Alice Robinson has finished 13th in her favoured giant slalom in Italy in her last World Cup race before the Winter Olympics. And a positive COVID-19 test result has forced goalkeeper Stefan Marinovic out of the all-white squad for matches against Jordan and Uzbekistan in the UAE over the next week. He's been replaced by uncapped Matthew Gould, who plays in the fifth tier of English football. Koina ngā pūrongo, hakinikina.